This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazil's Supreme Court rejects an appeal by the president. President Dilma Rousseff wanted the court to stop Senate impeachment proceedings against her, but the court rejected her request, clearing the way for the Senate to debate the matter. In Washington, this reaction from White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Brazil is under some scrutiny and is under some pressure, and the United States is going to be there to support our friend and partner as they deal with the significant challenges they're facing right now.
Newspaper polls have indicated that 50 of the 81 senators are expected to vote in favor of a trial, but it is not clear that they will all vote to convict. A new report by the Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology and the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research says air pollution could lead to 570,000 premature deaths in India. The report says the problem will likely cost the Indian economy hundreds of billions of dollars each year. Air pollution has long been a public health concern in India. Officials say bombings across the Iraqi capital killed at least 75 people Wednesday. The deadliest attack occurred during the morning rush hour when a car bomb ripped through a market in the Sadr City area, killing at least 64 people and wounding 40. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Public health experts are calling for the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro to be postponed, moved, or both as a precautionary measure to thwart the spread of the Zika virus. In an article published this week in the Harvard Public Health Review, University of Ottawa professor Amir Ataran said Rio is more affected by Zika than anyone expected, rendering earlier assumptions of safety obsolete. This is VOA News. FBI Director James Comey says the number of Americans trying to travel overseas to join Islamic State militants has dropped since last year. He said agents have tracked an average of one person per month trying to travel or actually traveling to join the extremist group, down from as many as 10 in 2014. Comey gave no explanation for the decline. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to struggle to win support for his candidacy from key figures of his own party. Trump heads to Washington on Thursday for meetings with key Republican congressional leaders, including the party's top current elected official. He is House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan.
This election is too important to go into an election at half strength. That means we need a real unification of our party, which, you know, look, after a tough primary, that's going to take some effort.
Ryan said he is not ready to endorse Trump as the party's standard bearer. Someone deliberately set the 2013 fire at a Texas fertilizer plant that set off an explosion that killed 15 people. Robert Elder is the ATF special agent who spoke to reporters Wednesday about the investigation.
All reasonable, accidental, and natural fire scenarios were hypothesized, considered, tested, and eliminated as being fire causes.
Elder did not name any suspects in the explosion at the West Fertilizer Company in the small town of West Texas. The foreign ministers of Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine reached several agreements Wednesday to improve security in the war-torn Donbas region. They were unable to agree on elections for the eastern part of Ukraine, which is controlled by Russian-backed separatists. Police raids on suspected terrorist hideouts in southern Tunisia left four officers and at least two suspects dead. Police stormed a terrorist cell north of Tunis Wednesday, where militants had gathered to plan attacks. Two militants were killed and 16 arrested. Security forces gave little details about the raid, but said they captured a number of rifles, grenades, and other weapons. A Somali commando unit has killed at least 15 suspected Islamist fighters in a raid on an al-Shabaab base in the Galgudud region of central Somalia. It was the second such raid in 2 days. A court in the Democratic Republic of Congo has ruled that President Joseph Kabila can remain in office even if no election takes place before his mandated term in office expires at the end of the year. The DRC's Constitutional Court handed down the decision Wednesday at the request of the ruling party. Opposition parties quickly denounced the decision. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.